As you're heading back to your seats, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Morning, good morning, good morning. I see Spider-Man coming on up. That's very exciting. In the event that anyone has a crime or mystery they need solved, we've got folks present who can help with that, which is always good. All right, what's up, everyone? How y'all doing today? All right, I got one good. We'll roll with that. We'll roll with that. So my name is Tyler. I normally work with the teenagers, but I like to fill in for Miss Heather whenever she's out. And she is out today because she and her husband Hal are in San Antonio, which is a cool city, because last night they got to see their son Brooks, who recently turned 25. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Performing in an opera in San Antonio. Do you guys know what an opera? Yeah, we'll clap for that. That's cool. So shout out Brooks, that's very cool. But do you guys know what an opera is? No idea, yeah. What's an opera? Some of them might be. The pastor, it's about Jesus. Okay, that's your hermeneutic, Bill. Yeah, so an opera is kind of like a musical. It's like a big, fancy musical, right, where everything is sung. It's like a play that you see. But do you know how an opera singer sounds? Don't do it. Oh, man, on blast already. Do they sound like a normal singer, or is it a little bit fancier? It is normal singing, but it's fancy, right? You might get a little bit, I can't do it, apparently. My boss says no. But it's like a fancy kind of singing. But the point that I wanted to make that I think is really cool is that Brooks, who was singing in the opera, grew up in this church. And there was a time when he was your age that he sat on these steps just like you. And he came to children's time and he heard these messages. And church is a place that Brooks learned his love of singing. He found that passion here at church. And now he's a music educator. He teaches choir in middle school. And he's a vocal performer. And he sings professionally in operas. And the cool thing about that is church is not just a place that we come to eat donuts. And church is not just a place that we come because our parents bring us. And it's not even a place that we just come so we can learn about Jesus and how to be a better person. Church is a place that we come to because church helps us find... You like Jesus? Well, we'll work on that. That's all right. There's this idea in Methodism called prevenient grace, and it's this idea that God is always at work in our lives, and we go through cycles. We go through periods of doubt and mistrust, and that's okay, so we honor that for you. But church is a place that we find who we are. We find how we belong, and we find like what our meaning and purpose in the world is. And so Brooks found that purpose here. And my prayer for each and every one of you is that through coming to church, God can help you find some element of who you are and how you belong and what you're passionate about, whether it's singing like Brooks or some other way of loving and serving people. So let's put our hands together and we'll pray to God. We'll say, Dear God, thank you for church. Thank you for this place you have given us, where we get to meet new friends and learn new things and discover who you made us to be. We love you, God, and we pray all of this in your name. Amen. All right, y'all can go to Children's Church and imagine how I would have sounded if I had done the opera singing that I had originally planned on. All right, everybody head on out.